to County Offaly next, to Tullamore, where workers at Cardinal Health, a medical device manufacturer, have been called to a meeting this morning. They were emailed yesterday and all production stopped at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Aisling Dunn is local SIP2 organiser. Aisling Dunn, thanks for speaking to us this morning. What's happening at Cardinal Health?
Good morning, Gavin. Thank you for having us, and good morning to your listeners. At present, we don't really have much information, Gavin, unfortunately. We know as much as you know yourselves. We were contacted yesterday. Workers were advised that production will be finishing up at 4 p.m. For the entire day and come in tomorrow morning, this morning, for a meeting at 10:30 for an announcement. And it will be just the announcement. There will be no further production throughout the day today either.
What do you expect?
That's at this moment is as much as we know.
And what are you expecting this morning? What are workers there expecting to hear this morning?
Look, when you get an announcement like that, it's never generally good news, but we're not going to speculate until we have all the information to hand. I suppose it would be remiss for us to do so, but generally speaking, I suppose it's fair to say it's not normally good news when it's an announcement at this level.
Could it be job losses? Could it be a more long-term halting in production?
Again, Gavin, not trying to be evasive, but I don't actually have any information. It could be job losses, it could be a closure, it could be a number of redundancies. At this moment in time, it could be anything, but we just don't have any information. And it's supposed to be fair to the workers on site. We don't want to speculate until we know exactly what it is we're dealing with.
So have unions, including yours, been told anything by the company?
Absolutely nothing. We weren't given any insight or weren't aware that anything was coming down the line. This has completely come out of the blue. It's come as a shock, really, to be honest.
And how has the company been doing in recent years?
Look, at it. I've been representing the members down there for the last 5 or 6 years there, and there has been no indication that things have been poorly. Obviously, every company has been hit as a result of COVID and the cost of living crisis, but there has been no indication that there would be any job losses or any impact to employment there on that site.
Well, there were 600 workers there at its peak. There were 150 job losses a little over a decade ago. And there have been voluntary redundancies since then.
There has indeed. They've been done over a number of years, but in my time since I've been there, and I was the CEO, I've been there for the last 5 or 6 years, there hasn't been any job losses or any voluntary redundancies that I've been involved in anyhow.
If there is job losses or a closure this morning, what can workers do?
Well, look, at our priorities for the membership there on that site, they're at the forefront of our priorities. Again, I don't want to speculate because it would be unfair to the workers to do so. There's a number of options to us. We absolutely will have to make contact with the JDA and the government to intervene immediately. But again, I don't want to speculate. I don't want to be repeating myself here, sure. Gavin, but until we have all the detail and information to hand, it would be unfair to do so.
That's understandable.
Yeah.
Aisling, thank you very much for speaking to us. Aisling Dunn, SIP2 organiser.